Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As a little Texas blues bringing us back, Billy, Dusty, Frank on guitar and bass and drum there. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. A lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can watch, you can listen. Just any way you want it, any way you like to get your information, we try to do our best to make it available to you. And we update that every single day. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that our good friend Peter Meyer has deposited with us in the last 10 years that he's been an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. And you can go check out, type his name into the search engine and find all the work that he's given us, the articles and the past interviews that we've talked about. We always get smarter when Peter joins us. Peter, thanks again for hanging out with us. Peter's an international consultant, folks, the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets, also Warp Speed Growth. We're talking about guaranteeing success by guaranteeing your work. Is that a good way to say it, Peter?
That's fine with me, Jim. Thank you. You always put things well.
Well, you know, what I like about guarantee, I like the concept of guaranteeing your work, it makes me feel better.
Good, and that's a good point.
Yes. I mean, excellence, you're seeking excellence all the time, aren't you?
You are excellence, presenting excellence all the time. So it comes from within. And the more you show that excellence from within to your customers, the more excited they are about working with you, and the more you're going to deliver what they want. When you deliver what they want, they'll pay more for it, and they'll give you less static along the way. And when they are willing to pay more for what you want to do naturally, that's a good combination, isn't it?
And I'm glad you used the word want. And that shows, demonstrates, folks, what a smart guy Peter is, because I've talked for years now about trying to get small business owners to focus on what their customers want, not what they need, because what they need is a commodity. They're not going to pay a penny extra for that. What they want is customization, save me time, make me feel better, give me peace of mind. That's what people, and you said it, Peter, that's what people pay a premium for, isn't it?
It is, and let me give you an example, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
When I mentioned tires before, when I buy tires, I go to the same place over and over. Not because they know me, which is nice, but because Jeff, who is the owner and his son, will ask me what I'm going to do with the tires the next year. They'll listen to me. They will clearly listen to me and try to find out what my requirements are, what I want from a tire, safety, performance, mm-hmm. skiing, not skiing, and they will then make a recommendation. They're going to recommend something better. I feel much more comfortable buying from somebody who listens to me and who's willing to say, this is what I stand for.
Right.
I do buying from a chain store.
Well, and that's exactly. And see, the thing is that all tires come with guarantees.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go to Walmart or Billy Joe Bob's tire store to get a guarantee. That comes with the tire.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
but still, there's got to be somebody there you're going to get them from, and that you're going to have some peace of mind that they're going to give you the real answers. And I just think that's an excellent point. But one of the things that person gave you at that tire store was peace of mind.
Yeah,
people will pay a lot of money for peace of mind. And guess what? You can get more peace of mind from a small business than any other size company. This is an example, Peter. What we're talking about right now, in my opinion, is how small business owners don't worry about whether Walmart comes to town or whether any big box comes to town. If they could focus on what we're talking about right now, they would completely disregard the big boxes. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. Customers will demonstratively pay up to twice as much to have a peace of mind transaction for the same product. And we see that over and over and over again through surveys and through looking at real performance.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with each one of us who run a small business or even a large business, each one of us who runs our own life, to say, here's what I stand for, and I'm willing to say that in public. Mm-hmm. Here's what I stand for. If you like it, come here. If you can't stand it, don't come here. Most of us stand for good and for excellence, and customers will respond accordingly.
So guarantee your work is what we're talking about, and this will guarantee success, as Peter is helping us understand. What are some other ways that we should guarantee our work? Because it's not all about a written guarantee. It's not all about just saying, I guarantee my work. There are ways you have to demonstrate that.
I think the most important two things are this. First of all, listen and actively listen to your customers so you know that you're delivering what they want, not just a product. Mm-hmm. And you can just ask questions and do that, and customers love that, and you learn a lot more. It's much more fun. And secondly, I'll point out that most of us will stand behind what we do no matter what. If a customer says, I'm not happy, we're going to take care of it. So why not just tell the customer, look, if you're unhappy, I'll take care of it. Why not take credit in advance for what you're going to do anyway?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to do that and say to the customer, you're going to pay slightly more for being taken care of, but wouldn't you rather be taken care of? And the answer is always going to be, yeah, that makes sense.
Well, and here's the other thing. You can extend that attitude out to your employees who are the first line of the complaint, can't you? I'll never forget this. Maybe I may have told you this before. When I worked at Sears a long time ago, I was a division manager and worked my way through college, and the store manager said, if a customer brings you a complaint, find a way to solve it to make them happy without giving them the store. If you mm-hmm. can make them happy without giving them the store, you have the authority to do that. He said, because once they get to me, if they ask me for the store, I'm going to give it to them. Now, think about how that turned me loose to make customers happy.
And it feels scary to turn ourselves or our people loose sometimes.
Right.
But if we realize that we're all driven by the same desire for what you called excellence,
mm-hmm.
and we harness that correctly, it's going to work out.
And I want to talk about how we extend that, because that's a big deal, folks. You got to get it out to the last mile of your employees. Tim Teal, right back with Peter Meyer. Peter, give us your...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.